now. It's okay. Okay, one Meshachachma that I said that I would mention, and then we'll get to today's daf. Remember yesterday's Amud on Samach Tes Amabez, the Gemara had drushes based on a pasuk in Perek Aleph at Sefer Vayikra, where the Gemara says, Mikem lo kulchem prat lo mumar. Mumar was excluded. And later on, it said, you are makabel karbanos from Poshe Yisrael. Vishyachzer b'tshuva. There's a meshachach by the end of Parshas Balak. The end of Parshas Balak, right, when the story of Pinchas is starting, where the first meshachach quotes the Abraisa that says, Kanitzmadim lebal pa'or. Describing in Yisrael, they were tsamud lebal pa'or. What does that mean? Kitzamid al yedei isha. Like a necklace on a woman, for the word summit. The elu vatemad vekem b'Hashem elokeichem. But really, Bnei Yisrael were dovek to Hashem. So what does it mean? Summit of the isha and vatemad vekem to medrash pliya. What exactly does it mean? So the medrash chacham quotes our Gemara irvin samach tesam abeis. What does it have to do with anything? He explains that there are two kinds of averus that we have. Ha inyan the taiva yeshal b'heima kmo taiva sa achila taiva sa mishagel taiva sa nimus chayotzi b'zeh. One is based on a desire for gashmius, and many times we our avera or our bittol or something is based on our physical ritzonos. You know, why do we stay in bed when it's freezing and it's cold and it's dark? We want to stay in bed. That's not because of a seichel discussion, like where it's overpowering us, but it's we want to stay in bed. But l'chein amru, that's why it says in Sota, ein ha'damodar avera elam kein nichnas baruch shtus. Right, and it's he asked the Maisa Behema, it says that she did a Maisa Behema by Sota, etc. That's one type of Aveiro. That's most Aveiros. Masha'enkin ba'obed avodazara, u'ba'al deos b'shubashos, asher zeh im b'nefesh ha'mis'ave rakvahu davik b'nefesh. But obed avodazara, that type of Aveiro is a much more stringent Aveiro, because that has to do with the Seichel. That has to do with what makes us unique as human beings. That's different than all the other Aveiros. Says the Meshech Chachma, "Makabim Karbanos be Poshe Yisrael." Why is that? Because Poshe Yisrael is because we were overcome by our Yitzer, we were overcome by our Tivus. That's why there's hope. Shesivas Chateim Domin LeBehema. Shaseichalein Akovesh is a Tiva, but Tiva Ovesh Shalak Behema. So that's why we accept Karbanos from Poshe Yisrael, because that's really the Tiva is involved in that. We can hope for Tshuva. Meshenkid by a Mumar. A Mumar is Beseichel. Mu'ur is Beseicha, therefore we don't accept Karbanos from him. Until, right, because again, he doesn't say it Befeish, but why do we accept Karbanos? Karbet symbolizes that I did a Maisa Behema, and therefore I bring it a Karbet to try to receive Kapara for me. So that's why it makes sense by Poshe Yisrael. Masha'enkin by a Mumar, which is Beseicha, he says that's a problem. So he says, that's why the Pasuk at Tehillim, it says, Amad Pinchas Vayipalel. Pinchas was davening for Bnei Yisrael at this time. Why was he davening? Because he was saying, we know the Chazal, why were Bnei Yisrael bowing down to Baal Pa'ar? Not because they really wanted to bow down to Baal Pa'ar. They were misavet for the women that went out on the battlefield, and what the women say, right? You want to take me, so bow down to. They took the avodah zara out from their shirt, and they said, "You want to bow down to me? So you want to be with me? So you have to bow down to this avodah zara." So really, it was a chet of taiva. That's really what it was at root. Okay, so it ended up being avodah zara, but it wasn't really avodah zara at root. Really, it was a chet of taiva. So that's why Pinchas David, they should be accept their karbanas. They're poshe Yisrael. They're not really of the avodah zara. And that's what he says. Hanitzmadim. That's what the medrash means by hanitzmadim lebal pa'ar. Like it's summoned as a necklace. It's not really part of the woman, but it's really just the outside of her to achieve certain results to make people think that she looks nice. He says that's what the chet was. But really, underneath, atemet vekem Hashem alokeichem. That's the medrash. They're tzamid. It's not really their mahus. They're tzamid because it really the root of it was Poshe Yisrael. Really was a chet of taiva, but it ended up being b'seichel. That's why Pinchas says really atemet vekem Hashem alokeichem. That's the medrash. You can look at it. It's the last Meshech Chachma on Parshas Balak. Okay. Now we go further. Samach Tesam Abeis on the bottom. Samach Tesam Abeis. Four lines from the bottom. The Gemara here is analyzing each line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Hayushnayim Osrin Zeh Al Zeh. If everybody was Mevatel, their Rishus, to two people, let's say there are 15 people in the Chatzer, so 13 of them were Mevatel Rishus to the two people that are remaining, that's meaningless. It doesn't help, because each one of them still asers on each other. That's how Yushnayim Osrin Zeh Al Zeh. The Mishnah had said, Hayushnayim Kama Osrin Zeh Al Zeh. There are two people left, they aser on each other. Pshita, says the Gemara, it's obvious, right? Because you have two people here that are not connected, and therefore it's just like if you started out with two people in the Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, no, the Chiddush is the following. The Hadr Chad Minayu Batalei L'Chavre. Even if, after everybody else was Mevatel Rishus to these two people, then one of those people was then Mevatel their Rishus to the other one. So you might have said, that works. Mao de teimel ishtri. You might say, therefore it works, because now it ends up being one. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. Kamash malan, kiva idna debatil, lo havile sharusa b'haychatzer. No, the answer is because at the moment that this guy, the two guys that are left, Reuven and Shimon, the second that Reuven is mevatel Rosh Hashanah Shimon, he no longer is working on behalf of all the other people in the chatzer. He can't be mevatel the reshus for all the other people in the chatzer. Why not? Why can't he do that? Kamash Malan, he can't do that. Why not? So there's a Rashi here, but Rashi seems to say two things. The Sfas Emes points out that the first half of Rashi seems to tell us one thing, and the second half of Rashi seems to point in a different direction. What's why? So look at Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Kamash Malan, to lo dami. You can't compare where you just have two people in a chatzer, and one's about the resistance of the other one, that works, to a case, in our case, where you have 20 people in the chatzer, T1, 18 of them are mevatel reshus to these two people. T2, then one of the last two guys tries to be mevatel to each other. That doesn't work. Why? The ilu hasam kol chad v'chad mevatel reshusay. Over there, when you have two people in the chatzir, one's mevatel reshus to the other one. Fine. Aval hacha kiva deshar b'nei chatzir lav lahay depayish l'chudei batli. Because the other people in the chatzir weren't mevatel just to this guy who's left. Ela l'travayu, but they were mevatel to both of them. Ki hadr chad u'mevatel l'idach reshusa l'idach. When one guy comes and tries to be mevatel to the other one, reshusa di dey matzi levtule, reshusa da akni lechavre lo matzi levtule. He could only mevatel his own reshus, not the reshus that was given to him from his friend, that was mevutal from the other people in the chatzer. Stop there in Rashi. Says the Sfas Emes. From this Rashi, it sounds like it's a fundamental idea that you can't be mevatel other people's reshus that was mevutal to you. Period. You can be mevatel your own reshus, but you can't be mevatel other people's reshus. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Reshus di dehu da akrile, reshus da akrile chaveri lo matzi levtule. You can't do it. You can't do it. And that's what the Sfas Emes says that you see from the first half of Rashi. Iker hatam she'ein b'kocho levatel la'achirim koach hanimsar lo. Lafichach, oh, we'll get to an afkamina in a second. That's what you get for the first half of Rashi. Then if you read, one second, the second half of Rashi, the Rashi continues. Tekiva to be'idna batli lulahana kamai rishusayu, since at the moment that the first people were mevatel their rishus, afilu haki lohavi lahai mevatel shayusu by chatzer. He still did it, he still can't do it later. Why? Mishu da'asri adadi. Once the first 80 people were mevatel them the rishus, it's meaningless, because there's still an isser in the chatzer, right? They can't carry within it because there's still two people. Ishtakach to bitul to kamay lo ahani. So it comes out that the first bitul really was meaningless and it's nothing. V'chihadu bevatel hai lo matzlachli reshusa ditu to halo kanye. Right? It didn't work. So it sounds like from the second half of Rashi, says the Sfas Emes, that the problem is that it didn't work. But if it had worked, if it had been a good bitul originally and it was meaningful, so then this guy would be able to be mevatel reshus to the others. It's not a din in that you can only be mevatel your own reshus. It sounds like because there was a problem with the first bitul. So it sounds like two different ideas in Rashi. The second half of Rashi seems to say that it's only because the first one didn't work. So l'may nafkamina. When could you ever have a case where the first bistle is going to work and then you can be mevatel it again? Unless you get into the issue of mevatlin, chozer mevatlin, as we had yesterday. But let's say you don't want to talk about going in different directions. So said this Fasebas, let's say people move into your apartment complex on Shabbos. Nitosa diyorin b'Shabbos. So what's the halacha there? So if you say it's a din in that you can't be mevatel reshus that was mevutel to you, so it doesn't work. You can't be mevatel reshus to this new person. It doesn't work. Because that's first half of Rashi. The second half of Rashi, no, the only problem is that it didn't work originally. But here, it worked originally. Everybody was mevatel to one guy, then a new person came. So then, yochel mevatel, that would work. So again, you get different impressions, depends which half of Rashi you have to read in light of the other one, but you get different impressions from those two Rashis. That's the Sfas Emes on this Gemara.
It sounds like the first half of Rashi that the fact that they mevatel to you and not to the other guy,
since they were mevatel to you, no, since they were mevatel to both and not just to you. But it's that's how he starts off. But then he says, "Ki hadar, you can't do it because you can't be mevatel reshus to akri lechaveray." Right, you're right. You can even split up the Rashi in three ways. The first lot of Rashi seems to say that they just didn't have you in mind to have total bailus, but they had you and him. So now they had, well, you had you, and you're giving over your reshus, and him, he always has it. Now he's getting full. So you might say that wouldn't be a problem per se. But those are the two parts of Rashi. It's also an interesting discussion here that Rabbi Yosef Engel has. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, both in his Sefer Tzinum LaTorah and Beis HaOtzar, whatever the concept of Yisuri Hana. Yisuri Hana, there's a major machlokas we show in him. If something is Asur B'Hana to me, do I lose legal halachic ownership of that? Chametz B'Pesach. Do I own Chametz B'Pesach? Do I own it? Halachically, on my debit card in Shemayim, on that, on Pesach. If something's aser bar not to me, do I have violence? Major machlokas we shown him, Shuvas of the Tshuva, the Rivash, all that we showed him, get into the action on this discussion. But as of Yosef Engel, let's say something isn't aser bar hana'a to you, but you just are aser to use it in a certain way. You have an iser maisa to the, you're allowed, you know, it belongs to you. Is that aser bar hana'a? No, you can't get the hana'a from it, but it's aser to do something specific. So does that also lose bilus le'inyin zeh? Very lundish topic. Does it lose bilus le'inyin zeh? That's what he says, his lashon. Kamot de isuri, this is in Siyunim HaTorah, page 120. Near last yisdaiti. To kamot de isuri hana ein lahem bilum l'shum davar, kach isuri achila, ein bahem bilum la'achila. So too, isur achila, so it's asur ba'achila to you, nevela. Nevela you're allowed to get hana from, you just can't eat it. So do you lose bilus in nevela le'inyin the achila? De kamot de isure klali l'chol hadvarim mafkia shem habayla mikol hadvarim kach isure prati mafkia shem habayla meosa davar. So maybe a certain action you lose bilus le'inyin zeh. So what? Wait, so again, it's, he brings raya's l'kana l'kam, but his first raya is our gemara. What does it say in Eirvin Samach Tesla Beis on the bottom? It says that because once the first 18 people are mevatala to one of the two guys, he can't then be makane. Why? Because he doesn't own it. Why doesn't he own it? Because there's still an Issa Drabanan to carry in the Chatzar. It's only an Issa Drabanan. Ah, but you can't be machna it. You can't be machna something if you have a lack of bilus in it. So that's what he's used from our Gemara. Umuchach, to gam Issa Drabanan machshav enu shalo, v'yalkein lo kani hai reshusam, to give it to us a little me Drabanan mipas hasheni osar alav. So that's what he says, that our Gemara is interesting for that case, where an Issa might make you lose bilus on an item. That was point number two. So you have the Svasemis, you have the Beis Otsar. One final point on this Gemara. It's a two-line little Gemara. There's a lot of action on it. Rabbeinu Yohanan says, from this Gemara, you know what you see? That Bittul can't take place in two stages. Right? All Bittul has to happen at once. Because the first Bittul, if the first Bittul happens and it's ineffective, then, you know, it doesn't work. So that's what he says. Let's say you're a regular case. You have 10 people in the Chatzar. They all have to be Bavatul Rishus, Bebas Achas. At the same time. They have to come to the 10th man and say, we're mevatel rishus to you. That's what Rabbeinu Yohanan says. The Ritva here, the Mishnah Berurah paskens against that. What are you talking about? This is a specific case where they all did it here at step one, and at step two, he's going to be mevatel somebody else. But the Ritva and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Shin Pei that, no, when it comes to a regular case, you can do one after another. And each bittel, the way the Shara Seed explains it, each bittel works the mafreya. Once the final bittel works, so then all of them kick in. But it's different than this case where the Dafka wanted it as two stages. That's what the Shara Seed says in Shin Pei Yud Ches. He says, so that's why this is not a regular, this wouldn't be the regular case that would be a problem. You have to do it to basachas. Okay, but that is a sheet of Rabbeinu Yohanan, which we do not accept. But
this is a greater issue because when you're vatal for both, if you know the halakha, you know that only one person.
Right, can you look at this as a Breira issue? We spoke a little bit about Breira 2 days ago, right? It came up a little bit when you set aside a certain area of the Chatzar. But I don't know if this is Breira. It's not that you have an unclear area and now you're deciding who's it's going to belong to. It's not unclear and you're going to split it up later. You're not going to split it up later. Later it's all going to become this guy's. So kind of opposite. Each, there's different Chalakim merging into one. Breira is the opposite, where you have one item that's merging.
It's not, don't know which one's
right, you just go to, well, I don't know if it's, but it means it's splitting up. It's not going to end up all to one. Okay, continues the Gemara, second to last line. She'echa nosin rishus, one person can give rishus. Says the Gemara, go back to the Mishnah for a second, on the third line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if there are two people left, osur zalzeh. Why? She'echa nosin rishus, but otor rishus, shenayim nosin rishus, ve'inotor rishus. Because it only works by one person, not by two. What is that extra line of the Mishnah adding? That's basically summing up everything that the Mishnah said already. So yes, the Gemara, Hasulamali, what is this line teaching me? Eno, state of it's teaching me that only one person can give Rishus Tanina. That's the first line of the Mishnah. First case, where one person who forgot can be Bavatel. Enotel, if it's say that one person could take Rishus Tanina. That's the second line of the Mishnah, where the Achichazah can be Bavatel to him. So the Gemara says, Seifet Srichalei. The second line is what's coming to teach me. Shnayim Nostar Rishus, that two people can give Rishus. The Gemara says, Hadabi Pshita, we just said that also. So what's the chiddush that two people can be Bavatel Rishus to one? So the Gemara says, Bavatel Tamal No, you might say that if you allow two to be mivatel to one, they might come to do the opposite, which is aser. One can't be mivatel to two, as we said. Kamash malon, we're not gozer mishum that case. We say two could go to one, mivatel to one, and there's no type of zera. They know rishus. What about the next phrase of the Mishnah? Lama lis. What is that line teaching me? That two people can't take rishus. We learned that already. Lo tzricha, the chiddush is afagav de amri le kniyam anas lahaknos. The chiddush is even if. Our case, you have 18 people, mevatel to two, then mevatel to one. What if those 18 people say, we're being makneit to you, al menas, that you're makneit to that one guy afterwards? So they themselves have given him rishus, similar to what we discussed a little bit last night. Shliach hosha shliach, where they kind of say, kini, pikona this, al menas lahaknos. But it's not a regular shliach. Because they were mevatel it totally. They didn't just say, go be mevatel it to so and so. They are mevatel it to him, and then he's going to be mevatel it to the next person. So, kamash blood, even that doesn't work. Even that doesn't work because of the problem of before, that he either, like the two parts of Rashi, either per se it's going to be a problem, or because it didn't work originally. Look at Rashi here, third Rashi, Lo Tzricha. Mi Mishnah Yisera Alashvinan, what is the extra line of the Mishnah teaching me? The Filu Amrile Kamai Kiniyamanas Lahaknos, even if they say that, Vahadr Iyu Batalachavre, and that he comes in and then is Bavatalit, Lo Mishri Haibasra. It doesn't work. Why? Dimahu Ditema Shlicha Shavyuha. The Havamin is, you might say it works because he's their Shliach, Kamash Valan, Kivan Zulokana Ihu Lishtaruye, Lo Matsi Lakanuye. It doesn't work because since he was a konit, you can't be magnet. According to Rashi, can you be mevatel through a shliach? Meikar hadin. What do you see from Rashi? Rashi says, "Ma'adatema." You might say this works through a shliach. Kamash v'lo, it doesn't because he was magnet. But what does it sound like from Rashi? That let's say they mamish used him as a shliach. They said, "Take, you know, can you go to? Let's say you're not home. So can you tell Reuven? You know what, Reuven, go be mevatel my rishus to Shimon." Be my shliach to be other to Shimon. Rashi does not talk about that case. Rashi says this is a case where you're marketed to Reuven and that he's going to do it to Shimon. But what's it, what if, can you make a shliach to be mevatel? Is a mevatel rishus something that's very personal that you can't do through a shliach? So that's a shuv of the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe, the Debesina Rebbe, writes in Chelek Beisim and Mem Dalid, Nishalti, he says, one time he was in Shul Shabbos morning and somebody comes running in. Echad Bala Beis HaKnesses B'yoma Shabbos V'shalani B'mahuma. He asked me in a confusion, in a behela. He says, "Can I be mivatel rishus through a shliach?" Baruch Hashem, we shash on shilas, right? In Mahani, leave pital rishus beyom haShabbos. V'yimtiv salom. Right? If it works, so can you mivatel rishus like a shliach? Can you mivatel rishus? Period. That was question number one. So question number one is, you know, you learn Maseches Erevin, so you know that. That's not, that doesn't need to, you don't have to do the poskim. You just got to do the shas. The shas and the poskim, you don't need for that question. But the second question is, can you do it through a shliach? Because I can't get to my chatzir. Can I tell my friend Reuven here to go be mevatel my rishus so everybody else could carry in that rishus? Because there was a tzarech gadol that was nogea to Shimon, and Reuven couldn't be in his house, so can he tell Levi to go be mevatel to Shimon? And that's the shaila. So Shem Shari says the Ber Moshe, he shafti Shem Shari. He says, Al regalachas, I answered, I didn't have time to think about it so much, but I said there's a Rashi in Erevin Samach Tes, Taf Ayin, Baruch Hashem. He says, you know there's a Rashi in Erevin Taf Ayin. V'yesh lomozev, Gemara Mufreshes. The Gemara says, he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, Shebenigdo Nidon, in our Gemara, Lawyer Reuven Yachol Loma Levi Ani Makna Lecha Rishusi. He's not trying to tell the Shliach, I'm about to buy Rishus to you, and then you're going to be about to go to the next person. That's not what he's doing here. No, he's not saying that. Oh, Ani Mazaka Rishusi Lecha, Velech Tizka Leshuv Leshimon. Kasha Yavin Amevin Bepshita Shbenakel. Aval Lasso says Levi Shliach, Sheyavata Levi Leshimon. Beshlichas Reuven, Yachol Lassos. Vilamadati Mi Lashin Rashi. He says, I learned it from Rashi. Unbelievable. The guy walks in Shabbos morning, he knows the Rashi in Erevin Daf Ayin. He says, Lamati Milashin Rashi. He quotes our Rashi, and he says, what do you see from Rashi? Dirak Lacheni Notlin Rishus Bekia Gavna, Lufisha Kamai Hiknu Lechem Meashnayim. Aval El Moli Shlicha Shavinu Hanakamai Lechem Meashnayim, Shaparai Nasa Shliach. Came a Furish Yosi Mirat Pirish Rashi, Becheno Reisi Lefum Riatol Atzurah Gadol. He says, I thought about it afterwards, and I thought it was correct. But that's, he uses our Rashi, that you can do bittul through a shliach. But here it's a technical problem that it's not a good shliach. But if you would make him a good shliach, then it would be effective. Okay, that's the Ber Moshe on that line of Kiyamas Lahaknos. Boy, mini Abaya me Rabba. Abaya asks from Rabba. Chamisha shiruyin b'chatzer achas v'shachar achad mehav lo irev. Five people in a chatzer. Remember we had a Rav Yosef Engel on Daf Chavav that said five is the mispar haragil be'erevin. Always says five. We had it yesterday, today. I'm telling you, it comes up. if you know Erevin in your back pocket, you could say that. So Chamisha that are Shoei B'chatzar Achas. One forgot and didn't make an Erev. Kishu Mevatel Rishu Sotzorach Levatel Kolechem Le'echad Olo. Do you have to be Mevatel Rishu to each party in the Chatzar? Or, no, just one person, just Mevatel to one person. So the Tosfos asks, one second, we had this Gemara already. Earlier, back on Daf Chavav and Bebeis, the Gemara said this is based on Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, and the Rabbanan. There's a Machlokas there between Elazar and Rabbanan. When you're Mevatel your Chaser, or you're also Mevatel your Bias. But the Gemara then said, the Elazar Rabbanan, that Machlokas would also affect this issue of the Yafi Mevatel to each person or not. Why? Because at root, the Machlokas is based on Ba'ayin Yafe Kamachavin or Ba'ayin Ra Kamachavin. Do you have a large amount in your mind? Is the Umdina that you're Mevatel Ba'ayin Yafe? So just like you're Mevatel also your house, the Gemara said you're Mevatel also to everybody, even though you only did it to one person, or not? So ask Tosfos, ask the Ritva. So what's the question here? We had a Chazal already earlier on Daf Chafav Beis, the end of the second parak. So Tosfos on top says, L'sham yilei b'raisa d'le'el, to so parak Beis. Right, he didn't hear it. Or the Marsha here says, oh, he didn't hear it. This is what we're talking about Rabbah here in Abaya. Abaya and Rabbah. So no, he heard it, but he wasn't sure about the application. He knew the Machlokas of Elazar Rabbanan, and obviously that's in the Mishnah, but he didn't know the application to say it's based on Ba'ayin Yafek HaMachavin or Ba'ayin Rok HaMachavin. He wasn't sure about that application. Is that true? So that's Tosis' answer. The Ritva has a different answer. The Ritva says, yeah, he knew that. But he's asking, even within the Rabbanan, he's not sure. Fine, the Rabbanan say that Rishus Beso Lo Bitel, even if you're about to Rishus Chatzer. But who says that's for sure has connections? It's simple to have the Marshal explain to us. But he says, who says, Dabai Shamile Masitha Berg Pasin, El Dil Rabbanami Boile, E Pligi Behir Rabbazar Olo. But he's not sure whether it would be an exact parallel. But of course he heard it. So thinking about it now, the Ritva sounds very much like that Marshal. Okay, so that's the question. Do you have to be mevatel to each person or not? Amar lei, tzorach levatel kol echad v'echad. You have to be mevatel to each person. Now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa with six cases. Okay, it's easier to write down. I wrote case 1 A, B, and C, and 2 A, B, and C, because then the Gemara is going to explain each one and discuss them. So if you write it down with the numbers, if you want to write a little note in your Gemara, it's straightforward. But if you just want comment, because this is going to take us next 2 minutes to get to the next bottom of the Yomid. There's two Ha'aris, one on each Shita. Do you have to be Mevatel Rishus Kol Echad V'Echad or not? Why wouldn't you have to be Mevatel to each person? It's a Bittel Rishus. So either what we said based on the Gemara and Daf Chavav, that really when you're Mevatel to one, you really have everybody else in mind. You are doing it in front of Kol Echad V'Echad. It's not that you don't have to do it Kol Echad V'Echad, but it's as if it's Kol Echad V'Echad. Or Rashi here is a different shot. Rashi says, because when you're Mevatel to 10 people, one person who made an Erev, so really they're one unit. People who made an Erev are all one big unit, so you're Mevatel to one, it's as if you're Mevatel to everybody. It's not that you have everybody else in mind. But one is Kulo, Rashi says, to Kulo HaBikachad. They're all like one. So there's two ways to understand the Manda Amar that you don't have to be Mevatel Kol Echad V'Echad. What about the other tzad? What about the Manda Amar that says you do have to be Mevatel Kol Echad V'Echad? The Rambam paskens that way. The Rambam paskens you have to be Mevatel to each person. But even if you're Mevatel to each person, what do you have to say? If all 10 people are standing there, could you say, Ani Mevatel Rishus L'Kulchem? Does that work? The Torah says that works. Right? Kulchem. All of you. If you look at the Rambam doesn't seem to say that that works. The Rambam writes in... Where's the Rambam? Oh, right in front of me. Where's the Rambam? In Erev in Beis Beis. Hamavata reshusel b'nechatzer, tzorach levatel kolechad v'echad b'feirish. V'omer, reshusi mevuteles l'cha, v'l'cha, v'l'cha, v'l'cha. Rambam says, ask the Mefarshim, where did the Rambam get this from? Maybe l'cha, 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 l'cha. Just say kolchem. Each person requires a specific bitl reshus. So first of all, I don't know if the Rambam would agree with that Rashi. It sounds very personal here. Maybe he would. But what do you need? So says the Taz in Shin Pei Aleph. This is a great Taz. Says the Taz, why? Why do you say L'cha B'L'cha? And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days, the Torah and the Rambam. So he's cleaning this Rambam. Why? Because he says, V'nireh hatam d'matzinu rubo kakulo. Because many times you find the concept of Rubo Kakulo, which we've discussed in the past. Kulchem doesn't really always mean Kulchem. It means most of you, not all of you. And this halacha has to be all of you. And therefore you have to be clear, because Kulchem might mean Rov. But he says, and this Rambam helps explain Rosh Hashanah davening. What? V'nir Ali, Nusach Atfila Rosh Hashanah. Miloch HaKol HaOlam Kulo Bichvodecha. Kol HaOlam Kulo. I mean, Kol HaOlam. Or ha'olam kulo. What's kol ha'olam kulo? No, it says the Taz, kol ha'olam, you might say rubo kakulo. And therefore it's not kol olam. So that's why kol olam kulo is emphasizing like this Rambam. The Rambam says kol lechem ve'echad, because kulchem isn't enough. So melocha kol olam kulo bechvodecha. It's not ruba kakolo, it's every single person in the universe. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be ma'amachan. That's the task. Okay. That's the agarata for today. As I always have one little note. Okay, yeah, sorry. Ken, this Gemara is first against Rabbeinu Yohanan. Why? Because you have to be mevatel l'kol echad ve'echad. But that's the same person doing it to everybody else. Rabbeinu Yohanan said, if different people could go one after another.
But in this case, it's one person going, everybody, there are five, four did it, one forgot. No one is coming.
Well, four made an Eruv. One forgot. Now we're talking about just one person doing bitter. Rabbeinu Yohanan was about people being mevatel one after another. Okay, so that's the question. So he says, you have to be mevatel l'kol echad ve'echad. Eisvei, ask the Gemara. So again, there are six cases here. One, for the Reisha has three cases, the Seifa, three cases that work, three cases that don't work. Case number one that works. Echad shelo irev, no se reshusa lechad sheirev. One person who didn't make an Erev, who was left out of the Erev, could be give his reshus, could be mevatel reshus to the person who made an Erev. The Raya is already from that first line. Because if the person who didn't make an Erev, can be mevatel reshus to the person who did, obviously there's a third person here. Because the person who he's being mevatel to made an Erev with somebody. But he's not here. Haraya, you can be mevatel reshus only to one person. That's going to be the raya. But case two, case 1B, we should say. Shnayim she'irvu, two people that made an Erev, notes of reshus on the layer, chashalo irev. Let's say they want to carry on Shabbos, and they, you know, there's one person that was left out. They can be mevatel reshus to one person, even though he wasn't included in the Erev. Shnayim shelo irvu, two people who didn't make an Erev, notes of reshus on, l'shnayim she'irvu, o le'echad shelo irev. Two people who didn't make an Erev, give batal reshus to two people that did, because they're like one person. Or to one person who wasn't included. L'maisa, you have to end up with one person having all the reshus. That's the rule. Aval, the seifa, case 2a, lo echad she'irev, no se reshus le'echad shelo irev. A person who was ma'arev can't give reshus to a person who wasn't ma'arev. Why? Because then the third guy, who he was ma'arev there here, isn't there, and he's not being batal reshus. Right, to this other person. The ain't shnayim she'irv and reshus l'shayim shelo irvu. Two people who made an Erev can't be mevatel reshus to two people who didn't make an Erev. Because again, you're going to end up with two people who asar on each other. The ain't shnayim shelo irvu, noser reshus l'shayim shelo irvu. And two people who didn't make an Erev can't be mevatel reshus to two people who didn't make an Erev. We're going to talk about each case, what the chiddush is, later on. But it says the end of Brisa. K'tani miyas, but what do you see from this? From this brisa, Reisha, in the case 1a, in the first line of the brisa, what does it say? Echad shelo irev, nozer reshus lechad she'irev. The person who did not make an Erev can be mevatel reshus to the person who did. So, hechidami, what's the case here? Ita like achrida bahadei. If there's no other person in this chatzah, there's only two people, so bahadiman irev. What does it mean? He made an Erev. So there's nobody else. There's only one person who made one person who didn't make an Erev. Elop shidati gachvina ba'adei. So it must be that there's somebody else in the chatzar also who is not present. V'ketani, and it says la echad she'irev. So this is a raya, says Abaya, that if you're mevatel reshus, you do not have to do it, excuse me, in front of each of the parties. V'rabba, Rabba says no raya. Hacha v'maya skina dahava v'mis. No. There was a guy that was there on Erev Shabbos, Abayna Shmashas. So that's who we made the Erev with. But he has since died. And therefore, that's why he's the only person here. So that's why he could do it in front of Lecha She'irev. He had an Erev, but now there's no more Erev, because he's not around anymore. But that's what it calls him, Lecha She'irev. Asks the Gemara, Itahava v'mis. We'll come back to this line. Let's just finish the Amud first. Itahava v'mis. If the person died, aim a seifa, but one of the seifa cases don't make sense then. Aval, ein echad she'irev, doesn't reshus lechad shelo irev, in 2a. In the first case of the seifa, which says that a person who didn't make an Erev cannot be mevatel reshus to a person who did make an Erev, ein echad she'irev, the opposite. If somebody who did make an Erev can't be mevatel reshus to somebody who didn't make an Erev, but v'i dahava umis, am I low? But what's the problem with that case? The only problem is because the person who made an Erev isn't here. But if he died, there's only these two people in the chatzah. So what's the problem with that case? Why wouldn't it work? Elopshita the Isa. So it must be that he is alive. Ubi the Seifa Isa Reishinami Isa. And in the case of the Seifa, he's alive. So it's when the Reisha, he must be alive. And therefore, we're back to Araya. So the Gemara Rabbah answers, no, me the Araya. Is that Araya? Hakadisa. What do you mean the Reisha? He could be dead. The Seifa, he's alive. No kashas. Teidan, I'll prove to you that another part of this brisa that you have to be mevatel to each person, and there's no raya, and really the guy died. Teida, the tani seifa deresha. It says in the seifa deresha. The seifa deresha is the case of shnayim shelo irvu nosa reshusim shnayim she'irvu. This case 2-1b. 1b, two people who did not make an Erev can be mevatel reshus to two people who did make an Erev. The two people who did make an Erev. L'shnayim in le'echalo. right? Two people both have to be there. Why does it say two people? It must be that both have to be there. So Rabbi says, write to me. You have to do it to each person. The Abaya Amar, no. My Babez L'Echad Mibez. Abaya says, no. What does that mean? It just means from one out of the two people, but both people don't have to be there. Period. Le'ihachi Lisni. So if that's true, says Rabbi, so why does it say two? It should say Isni Lecha She'iri V'Lecha Shlo Iri. It should say one, because that's like parallel to other cases. Kasha, so you're right, somewhat of a question, but it's a kasha, it's not a tiyufta. You can answer that kasha, period. So the Gemara talks about each of the cases that were quoted in this brisa. Teach me, what's the chiddush? Echad Shlo Iri V'Dosu V'Shus Lecha She'irev, case 1a. Somebody who was not ma'ariv can give rishus to the one who was ma'ariv. So la abaya de isa the kamashval and the isar levado rishus kol echad v'echad. According to abaya, this is the raya. This person is the raya that you can be vato rishus just to one person because the guy is alive. La rabba to have a miss. Well, gozes him in the isay. The rabba, no, the guy is dead. And the chiddush of this line is that you're not gozer mishum a case where he's still alive. Still, you could do it in front of this person, and you don't have to be worried about the case where he would still be alive, and somebody might come to do it not in front of kol echad v'echad. Case 1b, Shayim She'iriv V'Nosav Rishus L'Echad Shlo Iriv, two people that made an Eriv can be involved in Rishus to one person who didn't. Pshita, it's Pashit. You're going to end up with one person owning everything. So Ma'ad Tema Kiva Delo Iriv Liknes say no. You might say, two people made an Eriv, this guy didn't, so you're going to give him all rights? That's not right. Liknes say, be Konisim, right? Because what's the halacha? You can, what's the involved Rishus to him that he could carry in and out of his house? Right? They're off limits in their house. You're right. They get the added benefit of within the chatzar. But the Gemara is emphasizing the fact that he's going to get so much benefit. So you might say it doesn't work. Kamashalan, still, we say it's okay. Case 1c, third case. Beis Shalo Irvu. Notice the Rishus and Lashayim She'irvu. Two people who did not make an Eriv could give their Rishus to two people who did make an Eriv. So what is that teaching me? L'Rabba Tanaseva L'Liresha. According to Rabba, this line, this case of 1c, teaches me that the guy that you have to be Mevatel, L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Right? That's why he says L'Shnayim She'irvu. So it's this line teaches me that the Rishus is where the guy died. Right? That this line teaches me that the Rishus is not a riot. So that's what Rabba uses this case for. La Abaya, Beis Shalo Irvu Tzrichalei. Abaya said, no, the Chiddush is that you can be Mevatel to two people who weren't Ma'ariv can be Mevatel it to one person who wasn't Ma'ariv either. Saka Dada Chamina, Ligzor Dima Asilov Tulei Lahu, Kamash Malan. You might say the opposite might occur, and Zayir Bisham the opposite, that the one person might be Mevatel it to, obviously the people who made the Erev might be Mevatel it to the two people who didn't make the Erev. Kamash Malan, we're not Gozer, Mishum the other direction. Those are the first three cases that do work. A little bit more on the third case. Ola Echad Shalo Irev. The third case, 1c, says that two people who didn't make an Erev could be Mavatala Rishus to two people who did, or to one that didn't. Again, Lamali, what's the chiddush of this last case? That two people who didn't make an Erev could be Mavatala to one person who didn't make an Erev. So again, Ma'od Atema, you might have thought, Hanimi Lehechad Mikzat and Erev Mikzat Lo Erevu. When could Bittul work? Whenever you have somebody who did Erev. So not everybody says that you can do bitl rishus. Aval hecha to kul on lo irvu. But if nobody was made an eruv, liknas e kadesh lo tishkakli toras eruv. So you might say, no, you can't do bitl rishus because the whole hilchas eruv are going to be forgotten. Kamash v'lah, no, even in this case works where nobody had made an eruv. Those are all cases of the resha. Now we talk about cases of the seifa. 2a, the first case that doesn't work. Aval ein echad she irev nosi rishus ola echad shelo irev. One person who made an eruv cannot be about the rishus to one person who didn't make an eruv. Why? La abaya tana seifa l'gli resha. This proves to me that you don't have to be mevado l'kol echad v'echad. That's exactly the proof. That's exactly, I mean, this works. I'm sorry, let me restate that. According to abaya, this case proves that the guy didn't die. Right, because it says that's the problem here. That's why he can't be mivatel rishus because the other person that's not here. So that's why this proves to me that the reisha is a case where he's still alive, and therefore the reisha is a proof that ain tzarach levatel kol echad v'echad. L'Rabba, why does the case say this case according to Rabba? It's just to be parallel to case 1a and 2a to have parallel opposite cases. Really, there's no chiddush. Second case of the seifa. Two people who made an eruv cannot give rishus to two people who didn't make an eruv. Hasu lamali. What's the chiddush of this case? Lo tzricha. The same chiddush that we learned that from our mishnah. We're learning that from the brisa. Lo tzricha. The batal echad mina lachav. Right. It's where afterwards the one of the people who didn't make an eruv was then mevatel rishus to the other person. Ma'od tema l'shrile. You might say then it works because it's two stages. Kamash v'la. No. Kiva de'idah. The batal lohavi leishar yusuf by chatzer. Lo. As we said on the bottom of the previous amid, because it worked in two stages. The two parts of that Rashi, Kamash Balan, it does not work. Last case, 3-2C. The Ein Shnayim Shelo Irvu, Nosav Rishusa L'Shnayim Shelo Irvu. Two people who did not make an Erev cannot give Rishusa to two people who didn't make an Erev. Hasul Amali. Again, what's the Chiddush? You end up having two people who don't have a Heter. L'tzricha Damri Kliyam Nas Mahaknos. Again, you might have said, even if they would say, Kiniyam Nas Mahaknos, be Makna this, be Kona this, to then be Makna it, you might say that works because it was original Das for that. Kamash Malan, that doesn't work either. Okay, so we spoke about all six cases, but again, the Yesod Shebi Yesodos is that if you're being Mevatel, you can't do it on behalf of somebody else. If you're getting the Bittel, you have to ultimately be Mutter to carry after that Bittel. If you have those two halachas covered, so then it's going to work. The Gemara had said, Machlokas Rabban Abaya, whether the person had died or not. So on that line that the person had died, and therefore there is no problem anymore because there's nobody left, and you only can have to be vatal to the one who is ma'arev. Rashi says the Havev Amis, right in the middle of the Amud, the Al Karchach de Rabba Bishayara Shechansa Babika V'Kifu Achatzer. It must be, well, the guy died, it must be talking about a case where they were in the desert, and they made this machitza in the desert, and then a person dies. Why? Because only in that case, when the person dies, his yarshim don't take his place right away. If you're in the chatzar and a person dies, so someone that a person died, so his yarshim take his place, and they're not here. So it wouldn't work according to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, it only works because the guy died, and if there's nobody else here. But if there were yarshim that are going to take his place, says Rashi, that it's still not going to work. There are inheritors. So that's why, says Rashi, it must be talking about a case where you're in the middle of a desert and there's no yarshim to be kona. Says Tosfos in Tibramasul Hacha, Pirish Rashi quotes Rashi. He says, "Ubechinam dachach." Well, Rashi comes up with a crazy case that it's in the middle of the desert. Very unusual. He says, "The ena yoresh oser elam kin holech ladursham." What do you mean a yoresh? Yoresh is an aser. The second that he gets the yerusha, a yoresh automatically does an aser that doesn't have a schus in that. Doesn't aser it right away. Only if he comes there to live. So that's the case. The Yorish lives far away, and he's not there right away. And what's the Raya, says Tosfos? The Raya is a case we've had earlier, but it's also the Mishnah later on. Let's say if Reb Shimon says, if a person leaves his house to go visit his sister for a Shabbos, Imamish lives there, and he's lived there. He's left, so you see, he doesn't aser. So surely this Yorish has never been there. So that's why, of course, he doesn't aser. So why does Rashi have to come up with such an unusual case? So I thought that I saw it in the Ravya. The Ravya says in Shin Pei Ches, one of the less known Rishonim, that says, no, the point is that why is this case worse? Or why is that case worse? By Reb Shimon, there was a Hesach Hadas. He lived there and he dafka left. See, if you dafka leave, you're Mesiach Daito. That's what you're not going to answer. Because you dafka did a Maisa Begalui that shows that you're not going to be here for Shabbos. You're not going to answer. But here by a Yoresh, he's waiting to be Mezakeit. By a Yoresh, says the Ravya. The Yorish hasn't done anything to show us that he's not being Megala, he's being Mesiyaf Das. He's hoping to get it. Even Reb Shimon would be Moda in our case, because there's no Hesach Hadas here. That's the Pshat, says the Rabbi of Rashi. According to Rashi, he's beautiful. That's why you have to come up with a case in the middle of the desert, because the second that the Yorish would get it, he would be Mitzapah Lirushaso wherever he is in the world, and therefore he would answer. That's why Rashi has to come up with such an unusual case. And Tosa, so the Ritva argue. The Ritva says, maybe, what about a case of a Ger She'en Lo Yarshim? Another case, maybe, that could come up. That, and that's who was the person, and that person died. Okay. The Me'iri also has one point of Ara, and then we'll get to Amid Beis. The Me'iri says, what's the case here? V'yesh Mefarshim, he quotes this from the Tosas, also like the Tosas Rid, the person died after the Bittel. That's the Chiddush. There was a Bittel done, Shemes V'achar HaBittel, V'avol Bishab Shaz HaBittel HaHoel, Achshav Miha Moel. The Chiddush is, what do you mean the person died? The person, Reuven goes over to Shimon, who made an Erev, and his Mata was just to Shimon, and then Reuven died. So the Chiddush is that it kicks in once the person dies. You might have said that, no, the Bittel didn't work, Lo Maisa, Bishaito. It says the Miri in this case, no, according to this day, it would work. That's the Chiddush. Again, you might argue on that, but that's the Miri's day. Last line. Ba'amine Rava Mirav Nachman. Yoresh Maushi Yavatal Rishus. Can a Yoresh be Mavatal Rishus? In other words, what's the case here? The case is where a father did not make an Erev before Shabbos. Shabbos started, the father died, and now the Yoresh, can he be Mevatel Rishus? That's the question. That's Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. Tosas has other ways to learn it, but that's Rashi. So says the Gemara, what's the suffix? Do we say, if you could have made an Erev yesterday, therefore you can't be Dubitel today? But to say, since this Yoresh couldn't have done anything yesterday, because it was father's property, so you can't do Bittel today. Erev yesterday, you need potential for Erev yesterday to do Bittel today. Do you say that? Oh, Dilma, no. Yoresh kari davuahu. Or you say, no, the Yoresh fills is the mamala makum of his father, and therefore a Yoresh can do it, because it's as if, you could say, he could have been Ma'ariv yesterday. So Amarlei answers Rav Nachman to Rava. Ani omer mevatel, ani debei Shmuel tani, ani mevatel. Machlokas between me and debei Shmuel. Eisvei, what's a raya? Zeh klal. We have a rule. Kolshem mutar l'miksa Shabbos, hutar l'chol Shabbos. Zeh klal. This is the rule. Anything that's mutter for part of Shabbos, then it's kibush shahutra hutra. It's mutter for the rest of Shabbos. The kolshem nesa l'miksa Shabbos, nesa l'chol Shabbos. If something is mutter for the beginning of Shabbos, it's also for the whole Shabbos. Right? Similar to the concept we had in Shabbos. Ein muksa l'chazi Shabbos. Chutz mivatel reshus. The exception is bitzel reshus. Even though up until now it was usur, a person can be mivatel reshus on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what is each line teaching me? Which case? Anything that's mutter for part of Shabbos is mutter for kol Shabbos. What's that referring to? Let's say there's a chatzer with a doorway in between the chatzer. So the halach is that you're allowed to be ma'ariv between these two chatzeros. And then all of a sudden, v'nista ma'pesach, the door gets closed up somehow on Shabbos. And in that case, we say that the heter, the Erev, still stands. You made it through a window, and the window got closed up. So therefore, even though it's closed up, the Erev still stands. So the kasha is, how are you using? What do you mean the Erev still stands? The Erev means you have to go from one to the other. But if the doorway got closed up, how are you using it? So Rashi says you want to throw something from one case to the one chatzar to the other chatzar. Rashi says Zriko, or you have a tiny little hole you want to put something through. But otherwise, you're like, what's the case? So the Erev still stands. Zeha klal asuye. What about the word zeha klal? What is that coming to include? Mavi shnin lukaros of alachayev. All the way beginning of the Masechta, we had cases where to matara a mavui, you put down a lechi or a korah. So in that case, let's say something happens, a lechi in the korah and Shabbos, it's still mutter. Kiva chahutra hutra. That's the ratio of this brisa. Kol shenech zan l'miksa Shabbos, nezal l'chol Shabbos. What about the seifa? Something that's usher for the beginning of Shabbos, usher for the whole Shabbos kula. Kigon, what's that case? Shnei badav shesi d'vishas rabim. The case we had earlier, you have two houses on opposite sides of the street. V'hi kifum nachrim mechitza b'Shabbos, and the Nachrim then made a gate on the two opposite sides to enclose the area. So we say, Kimin d'Nesar Nesar. That's Aser. Can you do Bittel? Can you do Bittel? That was the question we had a couple of last week. Zeha Klal Asuyimai. What's the Zeha Klal on the Seifa including? What is that Lashon referring to? Including. La Asuye to include the following case that doesn't work, that stays Aser. Mace Nachri b'Shabbos. A case where a Nachri dies on Shabbos, that also doesn't work. But Viktani, what's the last line of the Braisa? Chutz mi Mevatel Rishus. Except for somebody who is Mevatel Rishus. Says Rashi, Mevatel Rishus sounds like, what's the kasha, what's the proof of the Gemara? It must be that a Yorish doesn't work. Why? Because it doesn't say include anybody's Mevatel Rishus. It's like the Mevatel, the one who always could have been Mevatel. So the Gemara said, and the Bach takes out the next four words, because there's no Dafka Alushan in the Brisa that makes it sound like not a Yorish. It's just that a Yorish isn't mentioned. So the Gemara answers, Ema Chutz Mi Toras Bittel Rishus. Really what the Brisa means is that he's excluding any type of Bittel Rishus, but that Lushan can include even a Yorish. So that's why there's no Raya that a Yorish can't be Mevatel Rishus. Eisvei, another try to prove Echad b'nei chatzer shemes. A person, the Gemara here is about to talk about two different people, b'nei chatzer and b'nei shuk. Really, they're two people. There's nothing fundamentally different about these two people. Just so happens the b'nei chatzer are assumed to be around, so they can do an Erev. B'nei shuk are people not around, they're in the shuk. So what's the case? Echad b'nei chatzer shemes. A person from the chatzer dies, v'hiniyach reshusol echem and ashuk, and he left his estate to somebody from the shuk who's not here. So mi bod yom, if that happens on Friday afternoon before Shabbos, oh, said that asers. Why? Because now somebody else owns it, and he's not here to make an erev, and he's not here to be bevatel his reshus. Mishach hashecha, but once it's Shabbos already and the guy dies, ain't no oser, he doesn't aser, because the guy's not here, and kivan shehutra hutra, one Shabbos started. V'echad min ashuk shemes. But what if somebody who's from the shuk died, meaning he owned property here, v'hiniyach reshusol echem and he left it, and he left it for somebody who's here. So mi bo yom, that's the opposite case. If he dies, mi bo yom, ain't oh, so he doesn't answer. Why? Because the other guy's here, and he can make an Erev with the rest of the chatzer. Mishach hashecha, but if he's already, after he died, and he answered it from the first moment of Shabbos, oh, sir, it stays oser. So Gemara says, am I oser, nevatel? Why is it still oser? Why can't he do bittel today? Right, he's the yoresh. Why can the Yorish do Bittel? Raya that the Yorish can't do Bittel. So Gemara says, no. My Oser Nami, Diktani Achi Yavatel. What does it mean? Oser means until you do Bittel. But in the Chinami, it's possible that a Yorish can do Bittel. Period. So we still haven't had a maskana about Yorish. But shall we continue with this tomorrow? Today's year was sponsored by Chaim Ben Ephraim.